Welcome to Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD. I'm Pete McLeod. Ed Lulli not with us for this program. We're brought to you by Premier Dental Arts and Dr. Guy Cappuccino as they bring us this program every week. And we're happy to have another championship team, and Frederick County is loaded with them. But this is the wrestling team from Urbana High School, led by their head coach, Justin Kropp. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
And that's a famous name in Urbana wrestling, I know.
Yeah.
We'll get into that. We'll get into that a little bit later. We also have senior Jake Nielsen here, wrestling in the 160-pound class. Okay. And also we have Kevin McCosey. I know I'll mess up that name before the show's over, but it's the correct pronunciation is Kevin McCosey, right? And Kevin Jr., and wrestling in the 195-pound class. And you guys have already, you've still got states to go, but we won't talk about that because we don't know when this will air. It could be repeated and it'll get everybody mixed up. But what you have accomplished is pretty impressive. County champions and also state duels champion. And before we go any further, I'm going to ask the coach, Justin Kropp, the duels, why are they called the duels, and how are they different from a regular wrestling tournament?
So the duels has 14 weight classes, which is the same as a state tournament. The difference is, whereas a tournament, a wrestler can score multiple points because they get to wrestle four times, and if they win a championship, they can score 16-plus team points, whereas in a dual meet, the most team points a wrestler can score is 6 points for a pin. And so the difference between winning a tournament and winning a dual meet is you need 14 wrestlers committed to the same goal in a dual meet tournament, whereas in a tournament, you could have four, five, maybe six guys do really well and still come out on top.
It's still state-level competition, right?
Yes, yes.
And this was held in recently held in Waldorf?
Waldorf, High Point High School, yes.
At High Point High School there, and you were state champions in 3A, right?
Yeah, 4A.
4A,
we wrestled
right.
Old Mill in the semifinals and then wrestled Winston Churchill in the finals.
So you're state champions. And what does that feel like to be best in the state? I mean, not all coaches. A lot of coaches go through a whole career and don't get to that. You're a young guy.
I tell people that it was the fourth most fulfilling thing to see in my life. Number one, accepting Christ as my Savior. Number two, marrying my wife. Number three, seeing my first child born 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Watching a group of young people commit themselves to a goal, work hard, seize a big opportunity. I was just so proud to watch them do that.
And they have done it. They are, and this is the year 2018 Urbana High School State Duels Champion. Congratulations to you guys! Just tremendous effort. And I just know how much work you went into. I don't know when you guys start training, but probably year round. But I mean, you really get going probably in November, December, and this it all leads to when it leads to success like this. You must feel good.
Oh, yeah.
What about your career now, Justin? You're a head coach now, but you were an athlete at one time, and you still are probably.
I wrestled at Urbana for 4 years and was a two-time state place winner, and then made the decision to go compete Division I at Liberty University.
That's in Lynchburg,
that's
Virginia?
That's in Lynchburg, Virginia. And then a few months as my career as a competitor was winding down, I took no time and transitioned right into coaching, and this is my seventh year coaching, third year as the head coach at Urbana.
And this must be probably your biggest thrill, I would think. How other years you've won, though, also?
When I was an assistant, we won the individual tournament. Coach Ben Arneson, who's a great friend and mentor.
He's been on the show
before. He's been on the show, and he's at Ligonier. And so we won that title in 2013, and he was right there rooting us on that Saturday 2 weeks ago, and was there to give us a hug and congratulate us on the championship. So I've been blessed to be around just great parents, great wrestlers, and a great community, great athletic director, great administration. Coaching at Urbana is a lot of fun.
Ryan Hines is the AD there.
Yeah.
And does a guy, remember, he was football coach, and he does a great job. Tell us about who won for you to bring this state championship to Urbana this year?
Well, the great thing is it took 14. And
14.
So all 14 who competed won, brought this title home. But also the guys in the room behind the scenes. We had 32 wrestlers this year, and everybody was competing for the same goal. Everybody embraced their role, and everybody competed wholeheartedly no matter what their role was. And so that selfless attitude is what gave us the outcome. And everybody gets to share in that championship. All 32 are eligible to get state championship rings. All 32 are going to travel down to Annapolis and 32 to meet the Senator Michael Ho and get recognition there. And all 32 are going to celebrate at the banquet. So it really was a huge team effort. We have a lot of parents pouring into the program. And a lot of support. And so it really, it's a village effort. And it was fun to see it all come together.
And that's what I'm glad you mentioned that, because I want people to understand sometimes the players don't get to the spotlight, maybe don't even get to wrestle in a real meet or anything. They still work hard. They work sometimes it's harder than the guys that get the credit. So you it's a team effort. You said 32.
Yeah.
32 wrestlers. That's 32 people that are in great physical shape, right?
That's right. And they're learning great life lessons about not only working hard, but seizing opportunities and being resilient and continuing to work when, you know, things don't go your way, and then continuing to work when things do go your way. These guys here, they had to bounce back right after winning a championship on Saturday. Now they had to gear up for a county region. So there was no time to celebrate or ride into the sunset, so to speak. They had to get right back to work on Monday.
Well, let's ask you, these guys how it was. You tell us about your match. Well, first, we'll go to the duels, because we're going to talk about the county meet, too, which is a whole separate thing. But Jake Nielsen, you're a senior, and deciding, I guess, where you're going to go next year and what you're going to do. And you are the reigning state champion in the state of Maryland.
Yes, sir.
And how is this? Tell us about your match of the duels now.
Well, first match went pretty well. I pinned him in, I think it was the second period. Second match, you know, we had a rough start in the match as a team a little bit, and then when it was up to my match, I wasn't expecting such a surprise.
Tell us about that, because I read a little bit about that in the paper. You were in trouble at first, in the first part?
Yeah, so I came out there, I wasn't expecting too tough a match, made that mistake, and I got tossed to my back, struggled for a little bit, and luckily I got off and finished the match pinning him, so.
And then you won your match there.
Yeah, yes. Sir.
And was that the first time you've been on your back all year in a match?
I think so. This year, that was the first time.
And you didn't panic. That was the big thing.
I didn't panic. You know, Coach Croft does a good job keeping me calm during my matches. So.
But he might have had a heart attack while he was going
on. Yeah, he did. I think the whole coaching staff and team had a heart attack.
What did you feel when you saw this guy in trouble? Because he's not in trouble that much, I guess.
I knew that if he stayed the course, fought off his back, that he was going to be able to take care of his job. He went out there because, like he said, Churchill was rocking our boat to start that match, and he went out there trying to put the team on his shoulders and kind of rushed into it, and he got caught. But then he let things kind of simmer, and Jake's a competitor, and he has great poise, and that's the makings of a champion. And so once he fought off that initial throw that he was put in, we were pretty confident that he was going to end up getting us our 6 points. So.
And what other championships now have you won, Jake, over the years, just to bring us up to date?
My freshman year, I never made it to the States. My sophomore year, I placed fifth at States.
Not bad.
Not too bad. And then my junior year, I won States here at Urbana. And then hopefully this year I'll win States too.
Well, that's still to come, of course. But you've already racked up all these other victories, so
yes, sir.
Must feel pretty good. The trophies are. Is there room to sit down in your house now with all these trophies?
There's plenty of room. Yeah.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have two. I have two brothers and two sisters. Yeah.
Oh, that's a big. They're probably winning stuff too.
Right. Yeah. Two brothers who wrestled too. So.
All right. We also have here a member of the junior class at Urbana High School, Kevin McCosey, and Kevin. Tell us about your match at the duels.
In the semifinals against Old Mill, I was able to pick up a 13-4 major decision over my kid. And then in the finals against Churchill, I was able to pick up a pin. So
is that a pin? That's pretty good. In the
yeah.
I would think.
It is.
And how about your record for the year now?
31-2, I think so, right?
Not too bad.
Yeah, not at all.
31-2. Wow. And how does it feel to be in that position? How did you feel going into the state competition now? Because you haven't seen a lot of these kids wrestle before.
Yeah, I just felt confident. I mean, every single time I go out there, I just have to put it all out on the mat because I don't want to experience, you know, the pain of regret if I go out there and don't do my best. So I don't let I never let the crowd get the best of me, never let my nerves get the best of me, and just go out there and do my best and cut loose for 6 minutes, and it usually ends up benefiting me and benefiting my
It's a team sport, but it's an individual. Well, it's an individual sport too. It's not like basketball and football where, you know, you got a bunch of teammates that'll help you, sometimes throw a block for you and let you score a touchdown or whatever. But you have to do it all yourself in this individual competition. You know, you're like a pro golfer with it. You know, he can't blame anybody but himself if he misses the putt and costs himself $500,000. You know, it's all his fault. And it's a lot with the wrestling, I guess, the same thing. Everything is on your shoulders.
Yes, that's the good thing about the state duels. With dual meets, you know, everyone, all 14 guys have to contribute. Like Coach said, the most anyone can get, no matter if you're a world champion, state champion, doesn't matter. I mean, the most points you can get in a single match is 6 points for your team. So everyone has to contribute. So.
And what drew you to this sport originally? Did you wrestle as a real little kid? Or?
Yeah, I was attracted to this sport way back when I was like 4 or 5. I just watched my brothers do it because I have two older brothers, and when they were in like second and third grade, I just watched them and I just got hooked. I just wanted to do it really badly, so I got really anxious and I started right there.
Wow. Okay, Kevin McCosey, and how about, I didn't ask you, Jake Nielsen, when did you start in the sport? When did you really get into it?
Around the same time, about 4 or 5 years old. My dad likes to say my first memories were probably wrestling because my older brothers were always wrestling, so I was always around the sport.
Was there a point where did you wrestle right up through middle school?
Yeah, I never stopped. As soon as I started when I was 4 years old, I don't think there was a single season or a single wrestling season I didn't see the mat. I was always wrestling.
Well, your experience then, and when you went out you're coming out your senior year now, it's always a little, you know, sad because you don't want to say goodbye to Urbana, but, you know, those things happen. But did you feel confident you could continue where you left off?
From last year. Yeah, certainly. Coach Grodd does a great job of preparing us every year to get ready for the state tournament. So beginning of the year, I wasn't performing to my best of my ability. And Coach Grodd really helps us peak at the right time. Okay. So I feel like I'm definitely ready to repeat and get ready for the state tournament.
Well, you seem to have a lot of faith in your coach. What makes a good coach? What he does?
I think coach's patience, honestly. Yeah. A lot of us we mess up consistently, but coach stays patient and he helps us, and he knows he's been around it for a while, so he knows how to tweak things to help us improve. Last year coming to Urbana, I remember I just made a huge jump in my skills and how I wrestle when I came here because of Coach Kropp. He was definitely more of my style of wrestling, that go, go, go mentality, that Division I level of wrestling that I really needed to go to the next level.
And once again, where are you going, Nick? Or have you decided next?
I have not decided. I've been looking at Maryland University and California Baptist.
Oh, okay.
In Riverside, California.
Well, you got time and you're young and whole life in front of you. And Coach Kropp, who are some of the other wrestlers we should know about? We can't squeeze them all into this small studio.
But. Right. They'd start wrestling each other, probably. We have a 106-pound female wrestler named Anya Knappenberger, who's created quite a buzz about herself through her wrestling and her work. We have...
Wasn't she the first female to wrestle in a county?
First female finalist. And so, we like to look at her as a wrestler.
Okay.
And we don't dwell too much on her being a female. And she's really, we're looking forward to her competing, wholeheartedly and having a lot of fun this weekend. And she's great for our program, and she's great for our team because she sets a great example, even as a freshman, on how things should be done with her approach to the sport, with her diet, and the way she lives her life. It's awesome. We have a great future leader.
What year is she now?
She's only a freshman.
Wow,
so
okay. Future's in front of her,
yeah.
Then.
We have Colin Acton is a 113-pound freshman who I think is going to make a lot of noise this weekend at the regionals. And then we're pretty senior loaded this year going to the regional tournament. We have John Song, who was a new wrestler starting as a sophomore but really scrapping and looking really good and peaking at the right time, and he could pull some big upsets this weekend. And then we have Cody Swigert and Shane Acton, two seniors who are competing for state titles as well. Both placed at the state tournament last year. Both are great team leaders, team captains, and live life right and are a great representation of the program. And then we have these two killers here, at Nielsen and Kevin at 95. And then we have a sophomore at Mason Newton. And he is a very dangerous wrestler with a lot of pin power who we're looking forward to watch compete. And then our last regional qualifier is another senior at 220, Anthony Schifano, who made the commitment to come back to wrestling for his senior year after taking a year off and is having a lot of fun. And, you know, his success can be attributed to he works out a lot with Kevin. And Kevin's selfless as a competitor, and he's selfless as a training partner and does a lot for other guys in the room to help bring them up. And Schifano won a county title. And in my opinion, you know, Kevin won more than just his own county title. He gets a little piece of that because he really helped Anthony get there from a mental and physical standpoint.
Wow, that's quite a team. Well, if you're just joining us, we're talking to, as you just heard, the coach there, Coach Justin Kropp, the head coach of the Urbana High School wrestling team. They are county champions, champions of Frederick County, and also state duels champions here in 2018. The two wrestlers that are here today, senior Jake Nielsen, for wrestling in the 160-pound class, and 195 pounds is Kevin McCosey. They both were champions at the state duels level and have great careers in high school wrestling. And we're brought to you by Premier Dental Arts and also by Dr. Guy Cappuccino. He's located over in Mount Airy. And Ed Lulley not with us. I'm Pete McLeod, and we're having fun here talking to these guys, state champions, another state champion from Frederick County. Frederick County just loaded with them this year, 2018, in basketball and other sports still to come. I want to ask you about the county tournament. That's a separate, so people won't get confused, from the duels. But you were first place, Middletown second, Tuscarora third, Linganore fourth, Oakdale fifth. Explain that to us, Coach, Urbana, because I know that some of the other teams did very well too, but you had more strength across the board as a team, right?
Yeah, and I think that the performance that we saw on Saturday was a testimony to our team, because it's hard to get back to work 2 days after winning a state championship.
That's all you had was 2 days.
2 days, we had to get back in there and focus because there was still a lot of work left to be done. And I'm all about life lessons through this sport. And what my team showed me by their performance is, in life, you know, it's pretty well known that when bad things happen, you can't dwell on them because it could cost you. Well, sometimes when really good things happen, you can't get caught up in those as well, because the world still is spinning and there's still work to be done. And so the fact that they were able to celebrate a huge accomplishment and then turn around and get back to work to fulfill individual goals and to win a team title in a very tough field at the county tournament, That's character. That's a great character.
You guys must have reached back for something that you didn't even know you had, I think. Can you tell us about the county tournament, Jake?
The county tournament, it went really well for us. We had a lot of kids really step up. Anya did great, the first female wrestler to make it into the finals. That's really awesome. Colin was in the finals, correct? Yeah, that's right. I'll make sure I get that right. We had Cody. Who else do we have? We had Shane and Russell. I, myself, Kevin, and Anthony all in the finals, and we went, what,
3 for 5.
And you hosted the final county championships, right?
Yes, we hosted. Yeah, it went really well. You know?
That's a big deal. It's a big deal when the county has strong sports teams here in the county. Kevin, how about you? How'd you do in that county?
I thought I wrestled really well, just wrestled smart, and just did enough to come away with the victory. So, yeah.
How did it feel? Like a big crowd there, and does that help?
Yeah, I mean, it always feels great when you when you're the victor in front of a huge crowd. But it's just got to go out there and wrestle no matter what kind of crowd you're in, and do your best, and you'll get good results. So that's what I did, and that's what happened.
Let me ask you this: do you hear the crowd? Do you like you're in a match? Concentrating on the match, do you hear the cheers? Do you hear people yelling to you? And
you really block it all out. I mean, kind of when I look back at my match and kind of remember what happened, I really just don't remember at any moment just hearing the crowd. I mean, I don't know if they were cheering, if they were silent, if they were yelling things. All I remember is just being focused and just wrestling. That's all you really can. You kind of just block everything out because it's not really.
Now, what happens when you get you? And this must have happened to you. You get tired. You get worn out. You feel I can't continue. I might have to give up. How do you get that extra strength?
Well, I mean, you feel like that, but you just got to block it out and just kind of suck it up. I mean, you can't, you didn't do all this for nothing. You can't just, you can't just go out there and just blow it when you have the lead. You just got to, man up and just finish the match strong. And as tired as you are, it's just 6 minutes. I mean, it seems like a very short period of time, but if you're out there constantly just using all your energy, you will get tired. And as long as you just prevail, you keep going, don't give up, and just know that after the 6 minutes, you won't be regretful. If you just keep going as hard as you can, then you'll experience victory. You won't experience regret, and you'll feel good about yourself. I mean, I know that from experience, from good experience and bad experience. Sometimes I leave it all out on the mat, even when I'm tired, and I come out. Even if I don't win a match or something, if I know I did my best, I keep my head up. But if I feel like I blew it, feel like I let, the fact that I was tired get to my head and end up blowing it, then I don't feel good. I feel regretful. So
yeah, I think people don't know that things. You use every part of your body when you're wrestling. It's not, a runner is just, he's using parts of his body, football player, whatever. But you're putting everything you got into those 6 minutes. So like you say, it may not seem like much, but you guys are just putting it all out there.
Oh, yeah, those 6 minutes go by very slowly. A lot of people think 6 minutes, that can't be that bad. And then they go out there and they just die in the second period.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, Jake, you got anything to add to that? Or because you're an experienced wrestler. You've been through it all.
Fortunately, I don't think many Urbana wrestlers experience fatigue in their matches. I think our coaches do a great job of preparing us for those type of situations where we gotta suck it up, like Kevin said, and pull through. It's a group of really selfless wrestlers. Everyone doesn't think of them. No one's thinking about themselves when we're wrestling. We're all thinking about, we need to do this for our team, for God, for our coaches, for the community. Mm-hmm. So it's really, it's a group of selfless people on our team, really. It's everyone looking out for each other. So I think that's what pushes all of us.
How about your greatest moment in sports or in wrestling? I guess that would be in wrestling, right?
Oh, my greatest, wrestling. I don't think I haven't participated in another sport besides wrestling.
You just concentrate on wrestling, but do you have a personal best or personal where you felt the best?
Winning a state championship last year was awesome, but I think what was even better is when we won a team state championship. That was more of collectively as a group. It felt like, I did it with everybody. It was camaraderie. It was a better feeling. It was with everyone else. Saying it wasn't winning a state championship individually wasn't great, but winning it with my team was that much better, I feel like.
And Kevin, you have a personal moment that tops everything else? Of course, you still got a next year to go, so you might top it next year. But
I still do have another year, but definitely at this time, I mean, I definitely feel like it would be winning the state dual title too. I mean, I haven't personally won a state championship in high school. I mean, I strive to do that, and you know, I feel like I have the confidence to do it. So I can't really compare an individual state title with the team title yet, but definitely in my experience so far, it'd be the team title. Just everyone coming out there the whole season, even some new kids going out there on the mat and getting varsity spots and just wrestling their butt off, and just we came away with it because everyone was committed, and that's just, it makes it that much better. So,
well, it's a great accomplishment. Coach, we're running out of time here, but Justin Kropp, the coach, if you quickly and could take us, what's a typical wrestling practice like, say at the beginning of the year when you guys are getting in shape? Because they made the point that because of your stressing being in shape, that perhaps has carried Urbana to the state championship.
Well, we start off with what I call getting a lather. So we get a good a good sweat going. They get some good sprints, get their heart rate going, and then our drilling, everything is done at a full pace. And so they're not taking slow reps. It's full hard reps. They wrestle through their mistakes, so there's no pause. If they make a mistake, they have to wrestle through it. And then there's a lot of intensity in the room when we go live. Guys are not taking a back seat to each other and being stingy and greedy and trying to score all the points. And then at the end, we condition to keep our lungs going and to push past some mental and physical barriers. And then we leave smiling. So that's what a typical practice looks like.
It sounds like fun, but I know it isn't. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming in here today, and all the luck in the world in the States and in your careers. Coach Justin Kropp, head coach of the Urbana High School wrestling team, state champions in duels, and senior Jake Nielsen, state champion, Kevin McCosey, duels champion, right? Duels champion, county champion, and then maybe soon to be state champion. He's only a junior, so he's got a whole other year left. But good luck to you guys the rest of the way and for next year. And we want to thank you for listening. We want to thank our sponsors, Premier Dental Arts and Dr. Guy Cappuccino, located over there in Mount Airy. And for Ed Lulley, I'm Pete McLeod. Thank you for listening. Join us again next week on Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD.